just outside Montana's Glacier National Park at the height of the Cold War. Missile Launch Officer Captain Robert Salas is in charge of 10 nuclear weapons. In the dead of night, he receives an alarming phone call from a guard.
This is Mysteries at the National Parks.
It's Thursday, the evening before Rampage qualifying, and Tom still has some unfinished business to attend to.
Last day before qualifying, I have to hit everything today.
He's practiced most of his line, but it leads into the 73-foot canyon gap, which remains to be hit by any of the riders. Tom guinea pigs the biggest gap on the course. With the final piece of the puzzle in place, it's time for Friday's qualifying. At the start of the season, Tom had a simple goal, to qualify at Rampage. But facing off with 25 of the world's top riders for 10 spots in Rampage finals will make this goal a difficult one.
Her supervisor calls Michelle's cell phone. There's no answer. Then she remembers that Michelle went to the garage to get something from her car. She heads over there looking for Michelle. She knows that Michelle owns a brand new white Honda SUV.
Michelle?
But there's no sign of the car.
Red lionfish are easy to spot on the reef. They're not supposed to be here, and yet they are everywhere. Lionfish are native to the Indo-Pacific region and were accidentally introduced into the Atlantic more than 20 years ago. Today, this invasive species has upset the natural order of the marine ecosystem from Texas to the Bahamas.
The legend says a Catesy native man named Slumac arrives in town in the late 1800s with gold nuggets the size of walnuts. Accounts from the time say that on the gallows, he whispered a curse. Nika Memlus, mine Memlus. When I die, mine dies.